Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, this session of Celtic Cafe, we go north of the border to Nova Scotia, to the eastern part of Nova Scotia, to Cape Breton, for something called the Celtic Colors, which takes place every year in October for 10 plus days. And we go back to 2023, so we're going to give you what it sounds like if you were there in 2023. Your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're going to the Celtic Colors International Festival, which takes place in Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia, Canada, every autumn. Started out in 97, it features musicians from Scotland, Wales, England, Brittany, Spain, Denmark, Germany, Norway, Cuba, Sweden, and of course, the United States and Canada. We opened up there with the Professor Blackie set, which featured Natalie McMaster on fiddle, Tim Edney, Mary Frances Leahy, who happens to be Natalie McMaster's daughter, with Donal Leahy and Mark Kelso. We've got music all this hour from Celtic Colors. Now, it takes place for at least 8 or 9 days all over Cape Breton with places like Sydney, the Fortress of Louisbourg, Glace Bay, and Mabou, and in fire halls, schools, and community centers. So there's all kinds of different venues. There's Kaylee's, there's discussions, there's language, there's song, there's tradition, there's instrument instruction, and traditional dance. All of Celtic Colors every year. And you missed it this year because it's basically when the show is being aired, it's already over. Well, that means you should definitely plan on it for next year, 2025. We'll now move on to Nicholas Boris, Oliver Demers, and Robert DeVoe, and something called O Canada.
O Canada, il y a des jolies filles.
O Canada, il y a des jolies
filles. Qui sont si belles, si parfaites en beauté, qu'elles sont charmées. Le cœur de ces mariniers.
Beautiful track there from a band from Scotland, from the Highlands, called Blazin' Fiddles and Call Her Mum. A lovely tune, as I said before. Before that, we had Nicolas Borderis, Oliver Demures, and Robert DeVoe with something called O Canada. And that's not the the national anthem. This is O Canada, and it's subtitled There Are Nice Girls Here. Well, next up, we have a session with a bunch of musicians. We'll get to those after, but it's called The Dark Brown Haired Girl.
Brat
There we have it, a Celtic song sung there by a choir of women called the Dark Haired Girl. The choir consists of Mary Britton, Mary Campbell, Rose Morrison, Joanne McIntyre, Mary Jane Lamond, Catherine N. McPhee, Sari McInnes, and Lily Watson. The musicians are Colin Watson, Bradley Murphy, and Alan McDonald, all there in that track from Celtic Colors 2023. By the way, if you want to check out Celtic Colors, they have a wonderful website. It's Celtic-Colors, Colours.com. Check it out for what's happening in 2025. And we'll be back with more music from Celtic Colors 2023.
Thank you.
There we go, a little trad set to open up the second half here on Celtic Cafe. We opened up with Turlough O'Carolan, She Big, She More, by there by Tim Edney. Now, She Big, She More is Little Hill, Big Hill, the fairy hills that exist in County Leitrim in Ireland. And next we moved on to Shane Cook and the Woodchippers, and they had The Taste of Nafto, A Sump Pump, The Old Maid of Galway, and Say, Old Man. And we ended up there with a walking set with something in Gaelic, which I won't pronounce all of these, but they translate to Row Lightly, My Trip to the Lowlands, and Beautiful is the Brown-Haired Girl of My Heart. Well, next we move on to the United States, and here is Abigail Washburn with Bella Fleck and Am I Born to Die?
Oh!
more trad music from Celtic Colors in 2023 there. And that featured on piano Mary Frances Leahy and on fiddle Troy McGilvery. Just two musicians in that set, folks. We're going to end up here with Le Vent du Nord, which means the Wind of the North, a band from the province of Quebec with something called Louisburg.
C'est toi, nos blancs pleureurs, qui m'avait nommé gouverneur de Louisbourg, ville admirable qu'on croyait en sûreté. On la croyait impenable, mais elle n'en sut résister. Est-ce manque de canons ou de poudre de munitions? En garnison du 1000 hommes, nous avions tant de secours. Je voudrais bien qu'on me nomme ce qui manquait à Louisbourg. Les Français, soir et matin, essayaient de calmer leur faim. Nuit et jour dans les tranchées, jusqu'à mi-jambes dans l'eau. 20 000 hommes en poussée les avaient bien pris d'assaut. La ville était aux abois, le feu dans plusieurs endroits. La muraille à l'escalade ne pouvait plus résister. On fit battre la chamade afin de capituler. J'ai mis une condition pour moi et toute ma garnison de sortir de nos chaumières armés d'un tambour battant, en déployant nos bannières quitte en bagage et argent. J'ai quitté 500 canons, 1000 barils poudre et puis de plomb, 10 000 caves de farine et 30 000 boulets. Les Anglais ont bonne mine après la guerre aux Français. Adieu donc, charmant Louisbourg. C'est un adieu pour toujours. En un moment de détresse, avoir eu tant de malheur. À regret, je te délaisse, toi et tout, tes directeurs.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends, tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Shlán Lot.